इस वर्ष ऑस्ट्रेलिया न्यूजीलैंड आर्म कॉर्प या एनजैक को 101 वर्ष हो जाएंगे। 8 महीने चली इस लंबी लड़ाई में 1915 में लगभग 12,000 ऑस्ट्रेलिया और न्यूजीलैंड के जवानों को जान गंवानी पड़ी। भारत का इसमें योगदान था फोर्स जी, जिसमें ज्यादातर थे सिख और गोरखा सोल्जर्स। ये सैनिक किन किन चीजों में ब्रिटिश सेना की सहायता कर रहे थे तुर्की में, इस बारे में हमने ज्यादा जानने की कोशिश की ऑस्ट्रेलियन इंडियन हिस्टोरिकल सोसाइटी के लेन कैना और क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन से। सबसे पहले हम जानना चाहेंगे लेन से कि भारतीय जवानों का योगदान किस चीज में था।
Very extensive mule corps, which supplied all the soldiers, Australian, New Zealand, English, with food. They took food out under heavy fire. It was a very dangerous job, and they returned with the wounded. The Gurkhas fought extensively in various theatres of war, and there was also Sikhs. And in the Australian Army, there was an Indian who fought with side by side with the Australian Army.
इस म्यूल कॉर्प्स में लगभग 3,000 जानवर शामिल थे जो कि सप्लाईज को, बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण सप्लाई को पहुंचा रहे थे फ्रंट पे ऑस्ट्रेलिया, न्यूजीलैंड, ब्रिटिश और अन्य सैनिकों के पास। पर हम जानना चाहेंगे क्रिस्टल से, इस एनजैक सेना में कितने भारतीय ऑस्ट्रेलियन फौजी शामिल थे?
इंडियन ऑस्ट्रेलियन सोल्जर्स वाज वन, आई थिंक ही वाज एक्चुअली अ शेफ इन द ऑस्ट्रेलियन आर्मी. And his name was Charles Kahn. He came from Adelaide. Charles actually got the Meritorious Medal for his exceptional way in which he looked after the troops under fire. And he lived through the Gallipoli campaign to go on and follow the troops to the other parts of the war. So his family still live in South Australia.
क्रिस्टल, हम आपसे ये भी जानना चाहेंगे कि आप सिर्फ सैनिकों पे, भारतीय ऑस्ट्रेलियाई सैनिकों पे, फेरी वालों पे, ऊंटवान पे रिसर्च कर रही हैं, तो कितने बार ऐसा होता है कि आपके पास इनके बाकी के परिवार के लोग जो बच गए हैं या जो आज की पीढ़ियां हैं, इनकी सेकेंड या थर्ड जनरेशन ऑफ सोल्जर्स हैं या इनके फैमिली मेंबर्स हैं, वो आपके पास मदद मांगने आते हैं कि आप हमें बताइए हमारे पूर्वज जो एनजैक में लड़े या वर्ल्ड वॉर वन में लड़े या ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रह रहे थे?
Yes, we've had quite a lot, Amit. We've had the relatives of Desander Singh. When Nishal Singh saw his photograph that we put up last year during Anzac Day, and since that time he's returned to India to the family and to Desander's daughter, which was Nishal's grandmother, and they've found the medal. There's one medal and one the Victoria Medal and the Victory Medal and the membership badge for the RSL, which was very important that he had. And he also had medals from a friend of his that had been in Australia and gone back to fight in the Indian Army. They were also in Desander's possession. Other family members that we've got are Saran Singh, who died in Belgium. He was in the 43rd Battalion, and his family have recently contacted us and would like us to do a special commemoration and memorial for him this year, which I will put onto our website.
दोस्तों, जैसा कि मैंने आपको पहले बताया कि 1915 के इस युद्ध में लगभग 12,000 ऑस्ट्रेलिया और न्यूजीलैंड के फौजी तथा 15,000 के आसपास भारतीय फौजी मारे गए थे। एनजैक का आज ऑस्ट्रेलिया में क्या महत्व है, ये हमने जानना चाहा लेन से, खास तौर पे यहाँ पर आते हुए बढ़ती हुई प्रवासियों की संख्या को देखकर।
Well, the significance of Anzac Day is quite unique to Australia and New Zealand. I don't think any other country experiences the same degree of emotion and involvement as we do. And that is because Australia was the first country that was federated that hadn't been involved in a war. And there's never been a battle fought in Australia. And it was the first time that Australians fought as a nation. And many people believed that... country could not be born without the spilling of blood, a metaphorical childbirth. And that was a very strong motivating force to the to understand the present involvement and excitement that's generated by Anzac Day. It's this we become a nation in some people's eyes. We become came of age, and that was very quickly dispelled after Gallipoli when the results come back from the casualties and the big botch up it was, and because of that, the failure and the extreme bravery of the Australians, the Indians, the New Zealanders, and every other nation that was involved in there, and it was a pointless exercise from the start, but they stuck it out, and it was because of that grit and determination of all the soldiers that were involved, and particularly the muleteers. That is basically the fundamental fabric in Australian society at this time of the year.
जब मैं लोगों से बात करता हूँ कि एनजैक या गैलेपली के इस युद्ध का आज हमारे लिए क्या औचित्य है, क्या आज हम सैनिकों को भारत में ऑस्ट्रेलिया में सिर्फ नाम के लिए ही याद करते हैं कि 100 साल पहले इन्होंने यह हमारी रक्षा के लिए लड़ाई लड़ी, आइए पूछते हैं लेन से कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इस समय एनजैक डे सेलिब्रेशंस को किस तौर पे देखा जा रहा है.
When I was a small boy, Anzac Day was a very reverent day, like a highly religious day. And shops were shut, everything like that, and no sporting fixtures, and they marched, and it was a day of great respect. But now it's turned into a jingoistic festival where yobbos, which is an Australian expression of no-hopers, go out, get drunk, and make fools of themselves. And it's degrading the image and the... I think the total effort that the Australian and New Zealand and other soldiers put in, it's something that politicians and the leaders of our country should rein in. It's totally out of control.
तो दोस्तों, इस एनजैक पे हम याद करेंगे ऑस्ट्रेलियन, न्यूजीलैंड, भारतीय और अन्य तमाम देशों के सैनिकों को जो लौट के घर नहीं आए.